Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
We're almost to the house. We set up the couch for you. The spare bedroom got turned into a part storage room, part workshop. Sorry about that. Perry? Hello, my love. Yep, picked her up safe and sound. She's sleeping. I haven't asked. Figured she'd get to that in her own time. Don't know if it's even our business to know Monica. I had a feeling. I'll leave the porch light on for you. Oh, okay. I'll let her know in the morning then. We're just pulling up now. Love you. See you when you get home.
Please let me show you how fast I can run. How fast I can run. How fast I can run. Wait until the count of five and run to the fence. Run to the fence. Run to the fence. If you're last to run back, you become the ghost. You become the ghost. You become
the ghost.
There she is. Hope you slept okay. Your mother already left to open up the shop. How about you and I eat breakfast and I'll show you around town. There's a farmer's market I try to make every Saturday, and then maybe we can swing by the shop and your mom can show you around.
Okay.
What do you want in your eggs? We have salsa, salsa verde, ketchup, hot sauce, barbecue sauce, mustard. Was it you or your brother who liked barbecue sauce on everything?
I'm going to the bathroom. Just a second.
Hey. It's okay. Hold your hand. Just sit back. Try and count the stars in Andromeda, and maybe we'll sing.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine.
Festival's in a couple weeks. Your mom's been doing overtime getting in adjustments on people's costumes. I keep trying to lighten the load, but she chases me out of the shop with scissors every time. As if I wasn't the one who started the business, but what do I know? Hey, Sarah, how's it going?
so good. We got more chickens, and they're giving us a run for our money.
I told you. You gotta stop letting them watch that claymation movie. Next thing you know, they'll be flying the coop in an airplane.
I never have any idea what you're talking about. So, who's this?
Oh, my daughter, Hesperia. Hesperia, this is Sarah, finest supplier of eggs and sweet potatoes in town.
More like county, unless you have a superior vendor I don't know about over in Felicity.
Never. Your chickens are unmatched.
More like unhatched.
What?
More like unhatched because they're eggs.
We don't sell fertilized eggs, so there's nothing to be unhatched.
Oh! Yeah, right. Sorry. I thought... never mind.
Right. Well, it's nice to meet you, Hesperia. Do you want the usual?
Don't know what else I'm going to put in these bags I brought.
$8.17, please.
Here you are. Exact change as per usual.
That's a 10, Dad.
Like I said, exact change.
Thank you.
See you next week, Sarah. And tell your sister my joke about the chicken movie. She'll know what I'm talking about. I know this place must be small compared to where you've been, but Mom and I like it. Happy to see you're doing okay walking about, though I'm sure you've been okay for a while considering where you flew in from. What's that saying? Little bird flying the coop?
Leaving the nest.
Right, right. Anyway, how'd you, find yourself way out there?
Why is there an entire booth dedicated to olive oil?
You should see the honey booth. Oh, sure, they act sweet, but they'll smile while they shove samples down your throat. Anyway, you know you can talk to us, right? So proud of you, Perry, for getting out there, but we know something happened and...
What is that?
Which one?
There's a weird noise. They're not very good.
Really? I've always been fond of Jean's playing. Maybe there's some feedback that these old ears can't pick up.
Can we go somewhere quieter?
Sure. How you doing?
Better.
Well, we're right by that ice cream place. I can get something for you. Maybe something for your mom, too, since the shop's just around the corner. We could stop by.
Okay.
No. It's okay. I'll get it. I live to serve. Give that leg of yours a rest. Lemon sherbet, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back.
Worry? What the heck is wrong with you, Mom? Ace hasn't come home for the past 2 weeks and you tell me not to worry? Something happened. He works on the water. Maybe he fell in and drowned and it's a cover-up, or someone took him at the gas station, or he fell while on a hike and his body is rotting and covered in maggots as we speak, and you won't even be in the same state as your distressed daughter? Fine. Fine. Go talk to Dad. Talk. And do absolutely nothing.
Lemon sherbet for you, and Rocky Road for me, and I got an extra spoon in case you wanted to try mine. It's hands down the best ice cream I've ever had.
Can we go?
Oh, I was gonna have a drop off your mom's cinnamon swirl.
Oh, you know, Mom actually stopped by, because I saw her getting food for her team, and she said that they were just... Whew, really busy, and that we should probably stop by, not today, but, you know, another day.
I see. Okay. That's fine. We'll visit maybe after the festival next weekend. Things should slow down by then. You want to check out the library before heading back?
Sure.
Just so you know, you are now obligated to share Mom's ice cream with me.
Okay.
Okay, the library's got a big no-food policy, and I'll be damned if we let the sugar go to waste.
Okay, Dad.
Quite the stack you got. Be sure to return them on time, or they'll hunt you down at night and take them back by force. Librarians have incredible senses of smell for overdue library books. Your mother tried to get me cologne that smelled like old books, and I said, Monica, unless you want me to get kidnapped by those nefarious librarians, we gotta swap this out for something floral. And then she said, hold on, it was funny.
Dad.
Right. Hesperia, I know it must be pretty obvious that your mother and I have questions. We love you, and so we're concerned about whatever happened. You made it pretty clear a few years ago that you wanted nothing to do with us beyond paying rent, but then you turn up out of nowhere, and I know you were hurt, but... You've never been much of a talker, but this takes the cake. I was hoping... I swear these conversations are usually easier in the car for some reason. Perry, I don't want to push. I want you to know that you can talk to us. Me and your mom. We haven't always gotten things right, and I'm sorry for that. Give your brain as much time as it needs, and when you're ready, we're ready to listen. Perry, dinner's ready. And there we go. Piping hot and delicious. I decided to try something new with the spices. You'll have to tell me how it pans out.
Is Mom not joining us?
No, I don't think so. She's been working late.
Uh-huh. Right.
You should really see the costume she's making, though. It's like 1,000 bright colors just flying about. Too bad we couldn't go to the shop. It's something to see it all come together.
Yeah, too bad. But I mean, I've already seen you and her doing that stuff, so, you know, I kind of already get the gist.
That's true. That's true.
Can you pass the salt, please?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was going to wait for this until after dinner, but what the heck? Check it out, kiddo.
Oh. Thank you.
We figured it might be nice to... I mean, we weren't sure if you... been practicing at all recently, but it might be nice to hear a violin in the house again.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, well, thank your mom when you see her. It was actually her idea.
A peace offering, huh?
Yes, I suppose so. She usually favors gestures over words.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah?
I'm sorry it's hard to talk about things.
It's all right, Perry. You know the door is always open whenever you're ready. Dear old Dad is a patient guy.
No, I mean, I don't think you're not the person that I need to talk things out with. And that's okay. I like that you're the person who will take me to the farmer's market and get me lemon sherbet. I really like that, and I think that's what I need from you. And I'm sorry if you were hoping to be needed in a different way, but that's how it is. Right now, at least.
Perry, you don't need to apologize. Look, I'm your dad, who wants to give you the world, but if all you need right now is lemon sherbet, that's okay, too.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, too, Perry.
Harry to Benny, over. Perry to Benny, over. I know you probably can't hear me. After I radioed you at the airport, I think I was afraid to try again. But I read your paper airplane. You're trying, so I will too. I'm with my parents. Huh. I thought I was gonna have more to say than that. Something happened. After the fall, after the hospital, after my phone call to my parents. Benny, I can't. I don't want to say it directly, because then it becomes more real than I want it to be, but I know that I've changed after meeting that stranger. I don't know what she did exactly, rather, I don't know the extent of what she did, but I can feel all these old feelings coming back. Of course, and maybe because I'm with my parents. Maybe it's because the last time I spoke to them, I was the worst version of myself that I've ever been. Maybe I've done the same to them. Maybe they were happier without me to remind them of who they were when the world swallowed Ace. Maybe they can feel themselves sliding back too. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why I still haven't spoken to my mom yet. Anyway, I hope you're okay. I hope Mo and the lighthouse are okay, too. I'm scared of what will come next, but I guess it'll arrive no matter how I feel about it. I hope I hear your voice soon. That's my mom now. I should go. Anyway, see you soon, Benny.
The Far Meridian, created by Eli Barraza, produced by Eli Barraza and Misha Stanton. This episode was written by Eli Barraza and directed by Eli Barraza and Danielle Shamaya. Performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Danielle Shamaya as Ruth, Lily Richards as the Tattered Woman, D.G. Watson as Tomas, Betty Xavier as Young Perry, Benjamin Xavier as Young Ace, and Natalie Wong as Sarah. Editing by Aaron Bark, sound design by Misha Stanton, music by Masato Abe. For more information and transcripts, visit thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at thefarmeridian. You can also help support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. Until next time, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.